You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. From tests to T20, William Hill In-Play Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. In-Play Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. You join us ahead of the third test between England and Pakistan. This one starting at 7 a.m. on Sunday, so make sure you set your alarms. England trail 1-0 in the series. And joining myself, Sam Norris, on this edition of the podcast to preview the third test is Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
Good, Sam. You?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Good.
After the stalemate of the first test, we at least got a positive result one way or the other in the second test, Pakistan winning by 178 runs. What did you make of the game?
Disappointing, really. I think from how England played in the first test and showed they could play in the conditions, you know, in the UAE, to get blown away in that first innings, I think that's ultimately what cost them the game. I think they put up a really good fight in the second innings, particularly the lower order, and it's just a shame that the first innings the batsmen couldn't stand up, because I think they'd have probably come out of it with a draw.
Yeah, as it was in the first test, but it'll be a different sort of test for the players over in Shahar, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, traditionally, it's a pretty flat wicket, very batsman-friendly for the first few days. You get a little bit of reverse swing, and then spin normally takes over to the latter. But they have changed the surface out in Sharjah, so it could be interesting. I'm not expecting too much of a change. I think it'll still be flat. But I think, you know, from all reports, both teams are not sure how the new surface will play. But to be honest, I still expect plenty of runs.
Okay, team news could be key ahead of this one. England already confirmed that Mark Wood will be given a rest. That was sort of muted pre the series, regardless of his performance. He was always going to be given a bit of a rest. And that leaves options to bring players in. Who would it be for you, Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, Wood will be a big miss because I think he's been England's best seamer. So really the options are Liam Plunkett would be a replacement of equal, really similar abilities to Wood, reverse swing, and he's one of the fastest England bowlers, so that could be an option. You've got Samit Patel, the left arm spinner, who's an all-rounder. Normally teams play three spinners the last few times at Sharjah, so Patel could come in and give England a three-pronged spin attack with Rashid and Ali. And they've also got Chris Jordan, but I think with him just joining the tour with the injury to Finn, I don't think he'll come into it. So I think it'll become between Plunkett and Patel. But also, I think there's a debate whether Josh Butler will keep his place in the side, the wicketkeeper. He's been struggling for runs. If he misses out, which has been hinted in the press conferences, Bairstow will take the gloves, and that could mean a place for James Taylor or Alex Hales.
Yeah, interesting. You mentioned James Taylor there. Obviously, it's been 3 years since he last played in a test. But one thing we do know about James Taylor, he does tend to be a bit of an expert at playing spin.
He does. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think with Pakistan, with Sahaga getting eight wickets in the test in Dubai, Zulfikar Babar as well getting three wickets, that could be a real option because Butler has really struggled against spin. So I think Taylor could slot up in there at number five. Bairstow could maybe move down to six and Stokes at seven. And then depending on Plunkett and Patel, England would have some real batting there as well, plus that bit of mix with a bowling. So that could be an option for England. The other thing that's been hinted, we don't want to confuse everyone, is that possibly Alex Hale could come into the side as opener and Moeen Ali moving down to the middle order. But I think they'll stick with Ali now. I think they don't want to have too many changes in the team. So potentially we could just see Butler and we know definitely Wood's missing out.
Yeah, that's the England team news. Are you anticipating changes for Pakistan?
I don't think so. I think normally when you see a team win, they normally stick with the same team. You know, there was plenty of runs from the batsmen. Misbahul Haque got 187. Asad Shafiq got two half-centuries. Yunis Khan, a half-century and 100. So I think the batting will probably stay the same. I think Azhar Ali is now fit as a batter, but I think they'll stick with that. And the bowling unit, yeah, the two spinners will bowl more in the second innings, and with Riaz and Imran Khan, they've got a good balance there.
Yeah, okay, that's the team news then taken care of. We'll move on to look at the betting surrounding this one. Pakistan are 6-5 to win the third test. It's 2-1 the draw. England are 5-2, and I suppose, Anthony, you could see all three outcomes in a way.
You could, yeah. One thing I was going to say, the toss is really, really important. It really is. Pakistan have batted first twice now, and they've got a draw and a win. I think if England can win the toss, they need to score big in that that first innings to give the likes of Ali, Rashid and Patel, if he plays, you know, the conditions on the last couple of days. So I'd be waiting a bit closer to the time on the toss. If you had to ask me now, before the toss, I've been changing my mind all tour, to be honest. I thought England had the momentum going into the last test, but I think with the changes England are going to have and the momentum and confidence Pakistan have had, if I had to choose before I saw the toss, I'd go with Pakistan just slightly above the draw. I still think it's going to be a flat pitch, probably, and if both teams bat well, it could be a draw.
Okay, then Pakistan 6-5, the draw 2-1, and England are 5-2. Let's get stuck into some more of the markets now. We'll look at the top batsmen and bowlers of the respective sides. Remember, this is for the first innings, these markets. We'll start with top Pakistan bat. Yunus Khan is the 130 favourite in this market. Azhar Ali is 7-2. Misbah ul Haq, 7-2. Hafiz is 9-2. And it's bigger prices for the rest of them. You mentioned it is a flat surface. If Pakistan can get in early and get the runs, who do you fancy to do the damage?
Well, I'm going to go with a little bit of an outsider. I've been going with Yunus Khan, who again has been in form. I think he top scored in the second innings last test, not the first. I'm going to go with Asad Shafiq. He's at 13-2. He scored 100 in the first test, and in the second test he weighed in with 83 and a 79. So he's in really good form. He's batting in the middle order. And one thing England have struggled is they've got a couple of wickets up front, but really getting out that middle order in the first innings, because Adil Rashid's been ineffective really in that first innings. So he's looked in really good form, and I think at his price and the form he's in, I think he's a really good shout.
Okay, Anthony's thoughts then on top Pakistan batsmen. We'll move on to top England bat then for the first innings. Joe Root, the 5-2 favourite here. Alistair Cook is 11-4. Ian Bell, 5-1. Alex Hales, 11-2. Moeen Ali, 11-2. And sixes bar. Obviously, we don't know what the team selection will be, but we can pretty safely assume Joe Root, Alistair Cook and Ian Bell will be in there. And it's been a resurgent Alistair Cook as well.
It has, and you've took the words out of my mouth. I think with all the changes, we know there's three men that are going to be in there, and two of the men have been in really good form in Root and Cook. And Cook in particular, I think if Cook gets in, you know, we've seen what he can do, especially in the first test in Abu Dhabi. He did score 65 in the second test. Root weighed in with an 88 and a 71, but I'm going to go with Alistair Cook. I think after a loss, you know, he normally stands up and leads from the front, and I think if he can get past that first hour, a couple of hours, he normally gets better as he goes on, and he really is a unremovable once he gets in. So for me, I'm going to go for Alistair Cook.
Okay, Anthony taking a captain's innings then for Alistair Cook as the top England batsman in the first innings. Top Pakistan bowler is next up, 6-4 for Sahar. Riaz is 3-1. Babar, 130. Junaid Khan is 4-1. Bigger prices for the rest of them. As you mentioned, the spinners are probably going to come into play more in the second innings. So do you look towards the seamers here?
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. Last test, it was Wahab Riaz who did the damage with four wickets. And he blew away that middle order in that mid-afternoon spell. Sahar got four wickets as well in the first innings. But he tends to just bowl all the time. It's an interesting stat. The first innings, when Riaz got four wickets, he bowled 19 overs. Sahar bowled 29 for his four wickets. So on that basis, he's going to bowl the majority of the overs. So even though he's short at 6-4, if England do bat any length of time, you'd think he'd bowl most of the overs with Sahar. So it's been a toss-up. I've been thinking about this between Riaz at 3-1 and Sahar at 6-4. I'm going to plump for the shorter price of Sahar at 6-4. I mean, he bowled 70 overs in the game. That was miles more than anyone else. So Pakistan do tend to lean on him quite a bit. And with eight wickets in the match, I think he could well be top bowler in the first innings as well, so Sahar.
Top England bowler, now 3-1 about Jimmy Anderson. Adil Rashid is 130. Plunkett, 7-2. Stuart Broad, 7-2. Chris Jordan, 4s. And Moeen Ali, 4s. It's bigger prices for the rest of them. Again, this is team use dependent, but yeah. Jimmy Anderson went for just 2 and over in that second test. Took 7 wickets along the way on what was a difficult test for England. Is he the man to go with again?
It's a difficult one. The trouble England have had is getting wickets in that first innings. We've talked about Rashid not really getting wickets in the first innings. When I've seen Jimmy Anderson bowl, he's been up there with the best bowler we would, but Pakistan have definitely had a tactic against him just to play him off. Don't get any, give him any, you know, chance to get wickets. And then that's why he's gone at, you know, only a miserly 2 and over. So Pakistan have took no risks against him and really nullified his threat. So Broad has not really either looked like he's going to get wickets. So I'm going to go for another spinner. I'm going to go for Moeen Ali simply because I think Pakistan get, again, a big first inning score. And I think Moeen Ali will bowl more than Adil Rashid, hence giving him more chance, you know, to get wickets. So Moeen Ali.
Moeen Ali then, the beard to be feared in that market for Anthony McGrath. Any other markets caught your eye ahead of this one?
There's a couple, yeah. And they're all Pakistan. I think man of the match, he got 8 wickets in the last test. Sahar with the leg spinner. I think if Pakistan win, he'll do most of the damage. I think that's 7-1. And the other one, which is an outside bet, it's I think you'll find it on the first innings runs and win double market. I mentioned Asid Shafiq has been top run scorer. If you add that into Pakistan win, that's 16-1. I think that's a really big price. And I think for those who like an outside footer, I think that might give you a run for your money.
Okay, there we are then. Anthony McGrath's thoughts ahead of the third test between Pakistan and England. 7 o'clock start on Sunday morning. And remember to listen to William Hill's in-play radio throughout the course of this test for all the best in-play betting, all the angles into the game with the team on in-play radio every day from 5 till 10. And we start at midday on Sunday. Thank you very much for joining me on this edition of the podcast, Anthony. Hope you enjoy the test on Sunday.
Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.